Hello and welcome to our module looking at organic acids.
So before we begin, let's just make sure that you're aware that any of the information I'm presenting here is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional, and it's also not medical advice. And when you're presenting to your clients, you need to be really careful and make sure that they are aware that what you're presenting and what I'm presenting here today is intended as a sharing of my knowledge, information, clinical research, and clinical experience over many years. I encourage you, and you should encourage your clients, to make their own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional. This is especially true for folks who are on any medications. Just want to make sure that the things that we talk about in terms of nutrition are not going to interfere with the protocols.
Fatty acids are a breeze compared to organic acids. Organic acids are probably among the most complicated tests that you will look at. I think they rival the 24-hour urine, and it might be actually a little bit more complicated than that. So you may or may not be doing a lot of these. What I want you to really get is what kind of value is in this test, what kind of things you can be looking for in these tests. You're not going to run them all that often, but when you've got a really perplexing case and you're just not sure and they don't seem to be responding to supplements or herbs or dietary changes the way you think they should, you're going to want to run an organic acids test just to see. The kinds of indications that I would say you'd be looking for would be somebody who's having some neurotransmitter imbalances, depression, anxiety, and it doesn't seem to be responding the way you think it should respond. A lot of people respond really well. They just get them on a good diet, get them exercising, get them digesting, and maybe a little bit of extra supplementation or working on their adrenals, and the depression and the anxiety goes away. But sometimes it's not the case. Sometimes you're seeing weird symptoms that you just don't know how to explain. The organic acid test will help you to look into the function of the body because it's looking at metabolic byproducts of certain reactions that are happening in your body and helps you to see when you understand the biochemical pathways, you can see what's stuck and where. So I want you to take a deep breath here. And know that by the end of this conversation, you are not going to be an expert at organic acids. It's going to take you doing dozens of these before you feel really, really comfortable with it. You may not end up doing dozens of them. So you're at least going to learn enough here so that when you run one of these tests, you can get on the phone with a consultant at the labs. And both of the labs that I use for these offer consultations to practitioners. And you're going to be able to understand kind of sort of what's going on in the test and what kind of things you can be looking for and get expert advice on how to interpret it and how to best help your client. So the labs that you can use to order organic acids, if you're going to order directly from Metametrics or Genova, you need to be a practitioner. They need to have your license on file, etc. But you can get direct access. Great Plains Labs will actually allow clients to order the tests themselves. Now, if they want to get insurance coverage for it, which a lot of insurance companies do cover, then it would have to be ordered by a licensed practitioner. So I've got a couple of people that I've got these outstanding for right now. One's on Medicare, and she contacted the lab. She worked it out with them. They said they could bill it, so all she had to do was fax me the requisition form. We ordered the test for her, faxed the requisition. She handled the payments. I signed the requisition form, put on a diagnosis code, and sent it back. But that's within my scope of practice to be able to do that. So if you're looking for insurance coverage, they may be trying to get it through a practitioner. The unfortunate thing is most practitioners don't know anything about this test or are not going to order it. I had somebody else we're in the process of ordering for, found out that her insurance company will pay for it, went to a neurologist that she'd been seeing and said, look, I've wiped this test. All the MRIs and other stuff are not really telling me anything. Well, can you order this test? And she just looked at her and said, well, if there was a problem, it would show up on your CT scan or your MRI. So we're not going to order any other tests. Basically, the neurologist is writing her off as, you know, a Prozac case, basically, that she just is not there stable, not stable, and a lot of it is hypochondriac type stuff, which is totally not true. And we're looking for really specific defects in the metabolic pathways. Sometimes these defects are related to a genetic imbalance. Other times these defects are related to nutritional imbalance, shortages of certain nutrients, excesses of toxins and exposures. And when we figure it out and we see what's actually going on in their body, we can figure out where we can intervene with diet and lifestyle and supplements and herbs to help the person regain their balance. The other thing that this test does, in addition to some of the metabolic stuff, is it actually looks for byproducts of intestinal fermentation, bacterial overgrowth, yeast overgrowth. So that's where we're going to start as we go through it. You can order direct labs. You can order organic acids through the Metametric Genova. A little more expensive to go that way. Great Plains, I found, has a really nice combo of organic acids and amino acids. And as we go through, you'll see that there are some subtle differences between the organic acids measured by Metametrics or Genova and by Great Plains. But mostly the pathways that they're looking at are all intact. You may see a few metabolites that one lab measures that the other doesn't, and vice versa. There is another lab called Accessa Labs, which I just came upon, and they have direct access to a lot of the Genova Metametrics tests. So if you're looking to see where to order these tests and you want to run one on yourself so you can play around with the interpretation on yourself first, I would check out the various places and find where you think you're going to get the best price performer, so to speak. So a little bit of background on where the organic test came from and how long it's been around. Labs started using it in the 1960s, but they mostly used it to look at inborn errors of metabolism, like genetic disorders like PKU, phenylketonuria, or methylmalonic urea. And that what they're basically looking at is PKU is a disease where people don't process phenylalanine, the amino acid phenylalanine, properly, and they have a buildup of this metabolic waste that's very toxic, and it can cause mental retardation, among other things. So they were looking for these inborn errors of metabolism, but and hundreds of labs do these. Commercial labs will do them, but they just look for inborn errors. They don't do all the extra metabolic pathways. Great Plains and Metametrics Genova use it to test for things like dysbiosis. Do you have bacterial overgrowth? Do you have clostridia growing? Do you have yeast byproducts in your gut and they're showing up in the urine? They look at energy metabolism. They look at the glycolysis pathway and also the Krebs cycle. Also looks at vitamin and mineral metabolism. And it's interesting to look at the way the two labs work them. The Metametrics and Genova specifically measure functionally the vitamins and minerals, like byproducts that build up when there's low levels of these vitamins and minerals. And Great Plains actually measures a few of the vitamins and minerals directly. So we'll get to see what those look like. I'm going to just go through mostly what's in the detoxification pathways. Neurotransmitters, these are really cool pathways, and you can see, like, where's the person getting stuck, which would indicate that maybe they have excess or deficiency in certain neurotransmitters. Also, detoxification pathways, some of the toxins that build up when, say, the glucuronidation pathway in the liver is not working properly, or the methylation pathway, whatever. It also looks at folate metabolism methylation, so specific things that relate to folic acid and buildup of certain products that often happen when people have a methylation defect like the MTHFR defect, which we'll talk about when we do the nutrigenomics more detailed, but the case that I'm going to show you is actually someone who does have one of those methylation defects. And also ketones and fatty acid oxidation, so that we're looking at byproducts to see, is this person producing a lot of ketones, which could mean that they're either on a very low carbohydrate diet or they have insulin resistance going on big time. And then fatty acid oxidation, which are byproducts of fatty acid metabolism. So let me tell you a few of the things that Great Plains does. It does 72 different markers, and the categories of markers that we're going to be looking at are in intestinal microbial overgrowth, and there's about 20 markers in that area. Oxalate metabolism, a real good way to tell if a person is sensitive to oxalates or is not metabolizing and excreting oxalates and they're getting into the bloodstream. A lot of people are sensitive to oxalates. This is a good way to detect that. Glycolytic metabolites, glycolysis, which is the energy metabolism that generates two ATPs, and then it's supposed to have those go into the Krebs cycle and then generate more, and then the Krebs cycle, which is energy metabolism. neurotransmitter metabolites. We're going to look at folic acid, ketones and fatty acid oxidation, nutritional markers, detoxification indicators, amino acid metabolites, and bone metabolites. So these are all the things that the organic acids test at Great Plains tests for. The one at Metametrics Genova is a little bit shorter. They test for 46 markers. Some of them are the same, many of them the same, but a lot of them, there's some differences, and they've just chosen to do and measure different markers for different indicators. So fatty acid oxidation, carbohydrate metabolism, which really is the glycolysis, they just call it carbohydrate metabolism, energy production, they call it that, which is really the Krebs cycle. They have some B-complex vitamin markers, neurotransmitter metabolism, detoxification, and dysbiosis. They have them in slightly different orders as well.